Turkey Run High School principal Dwight Ashley points out his office window at a closed-for-the-season campsite.
Turkey Run is not in an actual town, really. I mean, the closest town is Marshall. Our identity kind of is drawn from Turkey Run State Park, which is right across the street here.
The district draws students from six townships in rural Park County. Enrollment is just less than 500 students, and the high school is just one hallway. Ashley grins as he holds open the door of the gym.
Now, you've seen the movie Hoosiers, right?
He points out old tournament banners, wooden bleachers, and a painting of the school mascot on the gym's far wall.
I mean, you've got this massive, very politically incorrect mural here. I don't know if you noticed the Warriors written in blood there with the the hatchet, but that's very much a part of the heritage of the school. So.
But starting on January 1st, Turkey Run won't be its own school district anymore. It becomes part of the North Central Park Community School Corporation with neighboring Rockville. Next door to the high school at the district administrative building, Superintendent Tom Rohr says even with a detailed reorganization plan, there's still a lot of work to be done.
We're in the process right now of what's turning out to be hundreds of steps that we have to take to get this underway. I mean, everything from, changing your phone numbers to, your websites to getting new federal tax ID numbers.
Rohr says both school corporations will benefit from not having to pay two school boards, two superintendents, and two business offices. But that's not how school districts that consolidate save money, says Purdue economist Larry DeBoer.
When you consolidate, and people hate to think about this, but when you consolidate, one of the main things that saves revenue is you get rid of one of the two high schools.
But school officials propose reorganization, not consolidation. About 58% of voters in Turkey Run and 78% in Rockville said yes. For now, the two schools get to keep their separate identities. But back at the high school, it's still hard to swallow.
I graduated from here in 1969, which was forever ago.
Steve Stewart is like a lot of local residents. He grew up in the area and today teaches math at Turkey Run. He doesn't like the idea of reorganization, but he says the state has tied the hands of small schools that can't otherwise stay solvent because of declining enrollment.
Even the people that voted for it were still upset. Most of them, if you ask them whether or not they agreed with it, they did not agree with it.
There's concern that eventually the two schools will have to merge. But at the moment, Rohr says the plan is just to share staff. He's already acting as superintendent for both districts.
What we hope to do is better utilize the staff that we have, make courses available for both school districts, where maybe the teachers are traveling back and forth.
Other districts might have tried to pass a referendum, but Park County is one of the most economically depressed parts of the state. Rohr says the nearby state park means less land for homesteads, and the area has seen an influx of Amish farmers who don't send their kids to the local school system.
There's just no infrastructure for business and industry.
8 miles down US 41 at Rockville Elementary, Principal Jeff Esslinger says when he started in the district in 2006, about a quarter of students were on free or reduced lunch. This year at the elementary school, it's 70%.
Obviously, again, with our demographics, our student enrollment is going to continue to roll, or to decline, rather. And that's a long-term concern. How do we address that? Boy, I don't know. Hopefully, we don't get into a situation where both schools, as they have in the past, are asked to do more with less.
And that's not just a problem for Turkey Run and Rockville, but every small school in the state. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.